The exploitation of coal has already been known in France since the 13th century. The year 1274 is when the toponym coal mines appear for the first time on the left bank of Alagnon. In the 15th century, the Duke of Bourbon was also known as the Lord of the Land of Auvergne and the head of the Hospital Workers' Order. Also the owner of a commandery of coal mine, he quarrels the right to exploit the local coal. In the 17th century, the oldest exploitation between Allier and Alagnon were situated in La Roche and Théron. In the 18th century, the exploitation of coal concentrates and rationalizes itself little by little. The regime of royal concessions gets organized around the creation of the big companies that are the only ones habilitated to exploit the deep soil properties of the king. These companies are generally steered by members of the aristocracy, or Parisian businessmen. Wells are opened at Basse-Combelle. The coal is transported in hogback to Allier, where it is embarked on Sapinière to the port of La Roche, Brassaget, or Breuil, through the Brial Canal. The coal is then transported all the way to Paris. The arrival of the railroad to Brassac in 1855 opens up a pond that leads to the Industrial Revolution. The invention of electricity at the end of the century gives a revival to the coal exploitation, because without coal, there is no electricity. At the beginning of the 20th century, the miner farmers of the surrounding villages became coal miner workers. This is the birth of the mining towns of coal men, such as Combelle and Bayard, which were built between 1910 and 1950. During the First World War, Belgium, Italian and Spanish miners replaced the mobilized workers. Polish workers would join them after the conflict. As of 1930, 90% of the miners are of foreign origins. This characteristic of the Brassac Bay, proudly assumed, gave birth to the name Small Europe. The well of the Grave was dug in Combelle in 1913. It is endowed with the first metallic shoring of the region and started working in 1924. It was 700 meters deep before it was reconverted into a ventilation well. Almost as deep, the well of exploitation of Bayard to Brassac was also equipped with a metallic shoring that activated a two-story cage. After the era of concessions in the 19th century, it was time for centralization and for the control by the state, until the nationalization in 1946. The coal mines of the Auvergne Bay are grouped together under the aegis of the collieries of France, and then joined to the coal mines of the Centre and South Bay. The difficulties of the exploitation led to the closure of the mines of the Brassac Bay in 1978.